18 after 6, it is, of course, Anzac Day. Turkish authorities have arrested a suspected Islamic State member they believe was planning to attack today's Anzac commemorations at Gallipoli, attended by hundreds of Australians and New Zealanders, one of whom is Channel 7's Nick, and 3AW's Nick McCallum. Nick, good morning to you. Tell us what you know of this, and how worried are you and others there?
Good morning, Ross. Good morning, John. Yes, this man, 25-year-old Abdul Karim Halaf, was arrested this morning in a town which is about 2.5 hours' drive from Gallipoli. Now, police say he is known to have connections to ISIS, and they believe he was planning attack on Gallipoli, either with a bomb or by driving a car into a crowd. Now, they've seized his phone and 2 SIM cards. He's currently under arrest. He hasn't been charged, but he's under arrest. And it appears as though it's connected to a raid on the Turkish-Syrian border on an ISIS cell, which also led to 4 arrests about a week or so ago. The police believe, he had been in contact with a number of members from that cell. So that's what we know about him. A short time ago, the gates opened here at Gallipoli and the young Australians all arrived. Now, they've undergone enormous security checks, airport-style security. Their buses were stopped. Dogs, sniffer dogs, jumped on the buses. Their passports were checked. So by the time they got here, they said they felt very safe, very secure. None of them said that they contemplated pulling out after hearing about this arrest. In fact, a lot of them said, well, we feel good because they've actually caught someone. And I've also got to stress the Australian government and the New Zealand government released a statement overnight saying they were obviously liaising with Turkish authorities, but they stressed the dawn service will go ahead. And I've spoken to a number of sources within the organisers who said they never, ever contemplated cancelling it.
The authorities give any indication that they were satisfied that he was acting alone?
Well, not at this stage, Ross, no. I mean, clearly they have said the reason why they have arrested him has been his telecommunications with members of ISIS. So you can read into that what you will, but at this stage we are told he is the only person who has been arrested. But having said all of that, in Turkey is obviously a very different place to Australia. And in Turkey, it is a fairly regular occurrence for Syrians in particular, remembering there are 2 million Syrians in Istanbul alone, it is a fairly regular occurrence for Syrians to be arrested with ISIS connections. And in fact, there was that raid I talked about, and there have been 2 other raids recently as well, where 7 other people were arrested for these sorts of offences. So it's not uncommon here in Turkey, unfortunately.
You've been many times before, Nick, if my memory serves correct. How will crowd numbers shape up this year?
Well, up until this morning, they were actually very pleasantly surprised, because of course all of this stems from the fact that after the Christchurch massacre, President Erdogan here in Turkey made some statements which have been construed to have been A, offensive, and B, almost threatening towards Australian and New Zealand tourists. So they initially, when that happened last month, the bookings for Gallipoli went down quite dramatically, 200 people cancelled. But over the past couple of weeks, the registrations for this dawn service actually rebounded very strongly. In fact, they doubled. And they reckoned that they were going to get about 1,500 people, which would have been more than last year, substantially more than last year. So according to organisers at this stage, there has been no evidence from all the buses arriving that anyone has pulled out. So they're still expecting around 1,500 people here.
Good on you, Nick. We appreciate your reports as always. Stay safe. Nick McCallum, 7 News reporter in Gallipoli. You'll see his report on 7 News tonight.